It is February 9th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Dutch Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather R. Morgan were arrested in the case tied to the 2016 hack of crypto exchange Bitfinex and the laundering of $4.5 billion in Bitcoin that was worth $71 million when first stolen. They made bail and have matching ankle bracelets. She is a highly educated freelance columnist for Forbes and Inc. magazine, among other roles, who is a second-degree connection to me on LinkedIn, according to her profile. I have five connections who are first-degree connections to her. Lichtenstein is a third-degree connection, but could have been much closer considering he and I graduated from the same high school, Glenbrook South in Glenview, Illinois. He would have overlapped at Glenbrook South with another graduate, Patrick Lothian, my nephew, and had a video production here at John J. Lothian & Company. I'm a little confused by the stories on this, though. Some say it was a $3.6 billion hack and laundering, and other stories say it was a $4.5 billion hack and laundering. I decided to go with the $4.5 billion number and put a little bit more sizzle on this steak. It is also the number the feds used in their report. If you want to go into the weeds of this story, the defendants' attempt to launder the Bitcoin and how the U.S. Department of Justice tracked them down, check it out with a link in today's newsletter from this report from the DOJ. And for the record, this seizure makes the U.S. government the largest holder of Bitcoin of any government in the world right now. However, the U.S. will work with Bitfinex to follow appropriate legal processes to establish Bitfinex's rights to a return of the stolen Bitcoin. I won't go into some of the crazier things about Heather Morgan, though I will say she was very efficient after making bail of taking down her YouTube videos. A stereotype is that women are criticized for their looks or style choices. Just for the record, the tables were turned and the FT has a story with the headline, "Why is Jeff Bezos such a terrible dresser?" I mean, give the guy a break already. If you only shopped at Amazon, your wardrobe might be a little off too. I don't mind this. FOW has graced us all with a story in the front of the FOW curtain for all to see titled, "Todd Settles into Life at Trading Technologies." It is the story of a boy named Todd. No, wait, the CEO's last name is Todd, Keith Todd. The whole two first names thing always throws me. Actually, this is an in-depth story by Luke Jeffs, another two first name dude, or does the plural Jeffs make it three? That looks at Keith, his role at TT, and his plans for the future of TT. The FIA Lawn Compliance Division is holding a webinar on March 3rd titled "The Archegos Rules, What the SEC's Security-Based Swap Proposals Mean for Your Business" at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, featuring Peter Pitaro, Brian Rabbit, and Josh Sterling of Jones Day. They will look at the proposals and what they mean for your business from both a transactional perspective and an enforcement viewpoint of former senior federal regulators. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. Speaking of the Law and Compliance Division of FIA, its conference is set for April 27th to 29th in Washington and is open for registration. Register before April 8th to save. Registration and details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Sandra Rowe, CEO of the Global Blockchain Business Council USA, will testify before the United States Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry during the full committee hearing on examining digital assets, risks, regulation, and innovation with the CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, Chamber of Digital Commerce founder and president Perianne Boring, and Wharton professor Kevin Werbach, author of The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today. You can watch the hearing live with a link in today's newsletter. Aventis has a full page of jobs they're looking to fill, but have two positions on their marketing team, a marketing manager for EMEA and another marketing associate for the U.S. Details of their complete list of job openings is available with a link in today's newsletter. Also at Aventis, David Mitchell has been promoted to Regional Managing Director, Americas. ICE is looking for an inside sales specialist in New York for ICE Data Services. Details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Transcend, a firm that optimizes collateral liquidity and funding in real time, is the latest firm to join the FIA. The Fall FX is 1 year old, and Colin Lambert penned a note titled, "A big thank you to commemorate the anniversary and thank everyone for their support. Happy birthday, The Full FX, and congratulations to Colin Lambert, Michelle Hempstead, and Cindy Yang for this achievement." Later this morning, we will be publishing an interview I did with John Damgaard, former president of the FIA, in 2019 at the FIA Boca Raton Conference for the History of Financial Futures video series. Damgaard talks about the founding of the CFTC, FIA, and NFA, and more that resulted from the introduction of financial futures. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From FOW, Todd settles into life at Trading Technologies. There aren't many people in derivatives who know more about building a software business than Keith Todd. Cutting his teeth in telecoms, where he rose to become head of ICL before a rebranded Fujitsu Services, Todd arrived in derivatives as executive chairman and chief executive of Fastfill, which he sold in 2013 to TT's main rival, ION Group. More recently, he founded and ran KRM22, a tech firm with an innovative take on risk, and then became, on December 21st, chief executive of Trading Technologies, when private equity consortium Sevenridge, comprising Cboe Global Markets and Singapore Exchange, completed its acquisition of TT. My comment, Keith and the investors have big plans for TT. Now comes the execution. Here's a story from Bloomberg. 100 million Americans can legally bet on the Super Bowl. Sports will never be the same. The first Super Bowl of the online betting era is upon us, and it's going to be wild. A decade ago, one knowledgeable authority had deep reservations about the idea of the National Football League ever embracing legalized gambling. It would create a corrosive atmosphere in which every penalty or drop pass, the normal ebbs and flow of the games, inevitably will fuel speculation, distrust, and accusations of point shaving or game fixing. The moralist was none other than NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, declaring the league's opposition to expanding sports bookmaking outside of Nevada. My comment, sometimes I think we are turning into the world of the Back to the Futures movies after Biff has stolen the almanac with all the future winners listed in it. Dystopian to say the least. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Crypto exchanges make their Super Bowl debut at critical time. FTXCrypto.com will run ads during Sunday's football game. Some 30-second Super Bowl ads sold for $7 million this year. It's a testing time for crypto exchanges to be marketing their Super Bowl ad debuts. Recruiting new users can be simple when prices are skyrocketing. It's a bit harder after tokens like Bitcoin and Ethereum have lost some steam, now down 35% from all-time highs. My comment, hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent on advertising and Hollywood-style production of commercials for this year's Super Bowl. Every year is a record, but the crypto crowd is taking it to a new level. Here's a story from the New York Times. America 2022, where everyone has rights and no one has responsibilities. The conflict between Neil Young and Joe Rogan over the anti-vaccine propaganda Rogan spreads through his podcast triggered a heated debate over the boundaries of free speech on platforms like Spotify and whether one entertainer, Young, had the right to tell Spotify to drop another, Rogan, or he'd leave himself. But this clash was about something more than free speech. As a journalist who relies on freedom of speech, I would never advocate tossing Rogan off Spotify. But as a citizen, I sure appreciated Young calling him out over the deeper issue. How is it that when we have morphed into a country where people claim endless rights, while fewer and fewer believe they have any responsibilities? My comment. We do have responsibility to each other, our communities, our country, our planet. But sometimes we are blind and we need to see. Sometimes when we are lost, we need to be found. Sometimes we need to see the grace that is ours from shouldering those responsibilities to each other. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. Relentless Wall Street billionaire has secret cause. Carl Icahn, the investor known for his campaign against CEOs and rivals, is pressing McDonald's for better treatment of pigs. Animals are one of the things I feel really emotional about. Carl Icahn, the billionaire known for his relentless campaigns against CEOs and rivals, has a secret cause that he has pursued for a decade. In 2012, McDonald's Corp pledged to stop buying pork for its bacon McDouble cheeseburgers, McRib sandwiches, and the like by 2022 from producers who use small crates to constrain pregnant swine. Left unmentioned was that Mr. Icahn had pushed for the change behind the scenes. My comment, I would love to see a commercial for this cause. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story was TMX's Switch Risk in Futures, a refresher. Second, and the second time on the list, was The Atlantic's The COVID Jerk. Third was from Cointelegraph. Was crypto exchange FTX US to give away Bitcoin as part of Super Bowl ad gives new meaning to I watch it for the ads. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from the FT. Here's the headline. Retail investors lose out when brokers sell their orders. Dutch regulator warns AFM study adds to regulatory scrutiny of controversial trading practice. The Dutch markets watchdog has warned that retail traders usually get a worse price when their trades are sent to venues that pay for investors' orders, adding to intense regulatory scrutiny of the controversial practice. A study by the Dutch Authority for the Financial Markets, AFM, published on Wednesday, will add fuel to the EU regulator's scrutiny for payment for order flow, a practice whereby brokers sell their customers' order to market intermediaries. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Crocodile of Wall Street arrested in Bitcoin scandal made for crypto era. Heather Morgan and Ilya Liechtenstein's world of TED-style speeches and music videos collapsed around them when they were arrested over stolen Bitcoin worth $4.5 billion. They are, to hear the feds tell it, a Bonnie and Clyde for the crypto age, made for TikTok personalities who broke bad glamorously right before their followers' eyes. She billed herself as the Crocodile of Wall Street and Razzle Khan, a surrealist artist and rapper with tattooed hands, and she boasted more pizzazz than Genghis Khan. And finally, from the FT, full-blown pandemic phase of COVID nearly over in U.S., U.S. declares. Anthony Fauci, Biden's top medical advisor, says Americans will soon make own decisions on dealing with virus. The U.S. is heading out of the full-blown pandemic phase of COVID-19, Joe Biden's chief medical advisor said, as he predicted a combination of vaccinations, treatments, and prior infection would soon make the virus more manageable. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.